Concerning life. It was a time of great optimism based on science. And then, of course, we began to wake up. And then he talks, as I do in my book, about physics. The new quantum physics began to revise the old materialistic view which it had instituted. The universe was seen as a pattern of energy. They draw on that, as I've already mentioned. And in the 1960s, he points out, we awakened to the fact that Western culture had ignored the higher spiritual dimensions of human life. Material security was everything. And in the late 60s, if we didn't turn our focus to this unexplored potential of the spiritual life of human beings, we would be in bad trouble. And so the human, by the way, he would draw, and I notice in his books he gives in the bibliography, the whole human potential movement. He talks quite a bit about Carl Jung, you know, with his idea that the archetypes are down and we need to draw them out of the subconscious into the conscious mind. So I think that he does a pretty good job in that history. I think we would object to a lot of the way in which he developed history.
One of the words I think about why this was so popular is the idea of disenchantment.
Carol Adrian.
And I think that's one of the reasons this has become so popular, is that it does re-enchant us to think that the spiritual dimension is real. It's there, and actually we're part of it at all times. This is not a Western idea because, like you say, the Industrial Revolution, the technology, since the Age of Enlightenment, we've been so focused on explaining the world, really explaining it as if it were doable. And from a materialistic point of view, as if we could see, oh, here's a cause, now here's the effect. And what we're finding now, of course, is you're well aware of, that at this point in history, the metaphysics and physics are coming together around the mystery of it all, because science hasn't been able to explain everything. It doesn't, it can't from a purely materialistic point of view or a mechanistic point of view. So now science has had to shed that limitation and open up to at least the mystery of what is going on.
But just how thoroughgoing is modern spirituality's rejection of science and rationalism? Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of Christian Research Journal, believes that James Redfield and others involved in new forms of spirituality haven't gone far enough in their critique of the modern secular worldview.
What you have happening with the rise of the New Age movement, in my estimation, is it's of course, nothing typifies the New Age movement better in the 1990s than the Celestine Prophecy, is a rebellion against the arid, godless universe of natural scientific naturalism, materialism, philosophical materialism.